Hi, I'm Quentin D'Souza, and you're listening to Getting Started with Education REI. Create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing. Make sure to check out educationrei.ca. In this episode, we talk with a member who is upgrading to a larger principal residence. They need to move their properties from their personal name into a corporation in order to create qualification room. Have a listen.
Okay, so maybe you can just tell me a little bit about where you started from, and then, you know, just so people get to know who you are, and then how we met, and then you know, where you are now.
Sure. So where I started from, I guess, you know, I was in a job and I wanted to figure out a way to replace my income.
Right.
You know, I fell, I went to a real estate conference, the RAIN conference back in 2013, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just kind of opened my eyes to using leverage and how, you know, real estate could be one of those tools, right? And so, you know, I learned, I educated myself. I did, I didn't do anything for a year. And then an opportunity came up and to buy some student houses. And they were new builds. So I ended up buying not one, but two of those. So kind of started jump-started that way. When I saw a good opportunity, I was waiting. And then I finally saw that opportunity. So then, you know, over the next 5 years, I was able to build a portfolio with over 13, we're close, actually close to 15 with three JV partners. So 12 on our own. And then three with JV partners.
Right.
And, you know, a mix of student rentals, duplexes and single family homes. And we have some condos as well. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. I mean, we met kind of, I guess, 2-3 years into my journey, 2 or 3 years into the kind of initial kind of buildup of that 5 year period of building the portfolio. And, you know, as you know, I was part of your Action Taker program and, you know, enjoyed that, learned quite a bit of about how to buy private, you know, how to do private deals, how to structure yourself, how to duplex, how to, you know, just gave me like moving from the strategy of student rentals to duplexes, you know, by obviously visiting some of your conversion projects and understanding the process and how to manage the people in the process. You helped me through some, you know, tough decisions and firing a contractor and yeah. You know, just actually making that leap of quitting my job, right? Calculating what I needed on an after-tax basis, what, you know, and just kind of planning, including, you know, getting unsecured lines of credit. You know, you got to get those things before you switch over. Yep. Things like that, right? So that's, you know, I appreciate all your help, kind of advice doing that. So, yeah, and now I'm at the point where there's obviously a lot of equity in my portfolio now, and I'm trying to, like, some of the properties that I purchased in my personal name with a trust agreement to the corporation. And I'm at the point now where I'm looking to purchase a larger home for myself because we did the rich dad poor dad, smaller home, wait till you build the assets and the income. And then, you know, then you can kind of get the bigger house. So we're at the kind of get the bigger house now because kids are growing up, you know, they want some more room in the backyard and pool and that kind of thing. Right. So we're doing that, but I'm finding that because some of the properties are my personal name, I'm not able to qualify for a larger mortgage, right? So I need to move some of my properties that are in my personal name into my corp. Right. So I'm evaluating that option with mortgage brokers and so forth. And I guess I reached out to you because I know that you have obviously probably gone through this, and I wanted to ask about, you know, your experience with commercial blanket mortgages, because that's one option that I'm considering. You know, the lenders that you found, you know, had the most beneficial terms or for investors, and then also just you know, the paperwork requirements I understand are a lot more, and you know, the fact that properties are bundled up, so if you want to sell one, you know, it's harder to do, I guess you have to get a partial discharge, or have you gone through that process? I just wanted to understand your experience with commercial blanket mortgages so that we could I can, you know, make a more informed decision, because it's either a B lender or commercial blanket right now, because some of the five properties that I need to move into my corporate name, three are student rentals. So it's very hard to obviously get lending on that. And because my portfolio is over 10, you know, it's hard to kind of just overall maneuver. So I'm talking to, you know, mortgage brokers and so forth and trying to understand that. But I actually wanted to like talk to you because obviously you're an investor and you've gone through this, and I just want to understand your experience with commercial lenders and how that, you know, versus how did you decide versus that versus a B lender, and what were, you know, kind of your thought process around that?
Yeah. Okay. So let me just get a few more details here. So you're like, you have five personal properties of the five, three are student rentals. What are the other two?
Let's say four, because one I'm going to sell. So let's say four. Three are student rentals. One is a duplex.
One is a duplex. Okay. And on the three student rentals, what's your LTV?
My LTV is really good. It's let me just pull it up. 40%, 48%, 53%.
48%, 48%, 53%. And what about
40, 48, and 53.
Okay.
And the duplex is 57%.
Okay. Okay. So then one of the things that we want to probably try to do is free up some equity on the back.
On the chain. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. Because what happened, Quentin, is when I was building my portfolio, I used my personal residence equity for my personal residence. So now I have a huge, you know, credit line on my personal residence that as I move this over, I'm going to take those proceeds and pay myself back and free up that debt on my personal name so that I can move forward to buy a larger personal home.
Okay. All right. Have you, when you're paying down your principal residence, are you paying it down on the principal side so that you're converting it as well to deductible debt and using it? Or did you do that or no? Like I often referred to as the Smith maneuver.
Right. No. So right now when I converted, I was going to pay myself back on the LOC side. There will be some excess to pay, you know, let's just say that I'm already at my max of 65% loan to value on the credit line side. Okay. But definitely I've been using the Smith maneuver, and I will use the Smith maneuver, but, first of all, like that LOC is on my personal name is driving, you know, a lot of, you know, that needs to be converted or looked at differently when qualifying for a larger home. Right. Mm-hmm. So I need to get that off my balance sheet. Right. So that's a big piece. The mortgage side. So I guess my primary objective is qualifying for a larger home. Secondary, obviously paying off my debt and refinancing and freeing up some equity in these properties.
Okay. All right. I have a better sense of what's going on here and then what you need to do. For all four properties, do you have a trust agreement so that like a bare trust so that you own the properties personally, but in all four cases, you have a bare trust so that corporately and tax-wise, those four properties are already established as part of that corporation. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. And I've been recognizing their income in the corporation since I've owned them. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm going to suggest then is that you look at, like, you're right, the two choices you have is a B lender or a commercial lender. You don't actually have to do a Section 85 rollover because of the trust component to it. What you're looking for is a portfolio lender that's going to be able to take on all of those residential properties and bring them all over. And what you might want to do is approach a couple of institutions in order to help you to do that. But what you're going to need to do is approach the commercial lending department versus the residential lending and ask them to do a portfolio loan against all four at the same time. And because they're already recognized corporately, it should be easier for you to do than you think. So that's what I would look at from a portfolio loan perspective. Each loan is like they do it all together, but you can sell off one and like own, like you can get 1 year terms on all four mortgages if you wanted to. Right. Mm-hmm. Although it's like all together and it becomes a little bit more challenging, it's more paperwork wise. To get things done, you can sell off one if you wanted to within the portfolio. You just need to make sure that you understand when your dates are. It's very similar, right? You can have the same sort of payment structures as you had on a variable rate mortgage. You got to remember the rates are higher though than what you're going to be paying for on the residential side, but you do have the same sort of flexibility for selling one out of the portfolio rather than having to do all of them. It's just a little bit more back and forth, and you really need to start talking to like the commercial lending department and have and build your relationship there. So the other one that you might want to look at is National Bank. Although the loan to values on just you got to remember too, the loan to values are going to be lower.
Right. So what typically are they in your with the commercial lenders?
75% at the high end.
The high end. Okay.
Yeah.
They could be lower than that. Okay.
Yeah, it could be lower depending on what your numbers look like to them. But
is it also the amortizations are less too?
Yeah, 25 years.
25, okay.
Yeah. So those are the two pieces, particularly with the banks. Now, every institution is going to be different. B lenders are a possibility, like you're saying, but the rates there are going to be even higher than the ones at the bank if you can get a commercial blanket loan. So I would say you would probably better off with like a strategy going with blanket commercial and try in different institutions first. And then go with the B. Although I'm sure the mortgage brokers will make more money on the B lending side. I think you'll do better. And it may be just as challenging to get financing done. But you know, in situations like this, when I went through something similar, I had I think I was trying to move 10 properties over, and I was actually doing a section. Or no, five properties over with a Section 85 rollover at the same time. So moving from personal to corporate into a portfolio loan. It took me I went through I don't know how many lenders before I actually got it. So I submitted my documents. I went through credit unions as well. I went through I probably spent 6 months trying to get everything done. But once I got it done, though, then it was great. I freed up, hundreds of thousands and then was able to get everything done that I needed done. And it put me in a much better position, with regards to growth in the portfolio. So, right. I can see you freeing up some equity as well as being able to remove them off your personal name. But the challenge you're going to have is the student rental component.
Right.
Because that's not, favorably looked on by the lenders. If you have a residential mortgage specialist, get them to refer you to a commercial specialist.
Okay.
I can connect you on that side. Another option would be credit unions, because depending on where they are, they tend to look for business or not look for business.
Right. And are they on the commercial side as well for credit unions?
Yeah. Yeah. They, yep, absolutely. Okay. And they may be able to offer you like different things as well. So like a portfolio second mortgage, right? Okay. Up to 65% loan to value, depending on what you already have. So that's possible too. So like they'll do like a blanket as a second, up to 65%. And then if you're able to do that, then you'll be able to get access to the funds.
Okay. What are the paperwork requirements like when you're, you know, into the commercial space? You have to submit financials every year and do
So usually they have an annual filing fee. They might have a monthly fee associated with your maybe there's an overdraft protection or something like that. Definitely an annual fee for reviewing your portfolio, and you have to provide your financials for your corporation as well as a few other things.
Right.
Yeah, they'll give you a list, and you know that you pay for it, and you got to remember everything is more expensive on the commercial side, right? So
right.
Appraisals are more expensive depending on what they ask you for. You know, everything tends to be a little, there tends to be extra fees for different things on the commercial side.
Now, in my corp that I would be rolling these into, they're already in, but like kind of, you know, transferring title to, I have JV, portions of my JV relationships. Are they going to want to see like more details on that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you had the similar situation where
you just disclosed something to me that I didn't realize before. That's going to change things up quite a bit, right? Your joint venture partner is now going to have to qualify on those mortgages,
right?
When you're bringing them over.
So then I have to then the B lender is probably the right path because they don't look at that.
It could be. It depends. How many of those mortgages are with partners?
No, it's not those mortgages. It's actually the corporation has not those four, but the corporation itself, if they're looking at all the corporate financials, has JV relationships in it.
On that specific corporation?
Yeah, yeah. Which I didn't realize I should have kept separately until I had a call with a mortgage broker to talk about that. So
you're, wait a minute, you did your joint venture as a corporation that you use as your holding company?
Yeah, I did my JVs. The portion that I recognize, the 50%, is recognized in the same corporation that I have these properties. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it's okay to do that as long as you have a separate joint venture agreement, So in these properties, so the three student rentals and the one duplex,
those are personally owned. Those are not JV properties.
Oh, if those are personally owned and not JV properties, then there shouldn't be an issue.
Shouldn't be. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought if they're looking at the financials and they're trying to see what's in the corp, they're going to see three half ownerships, you know what I mean, of three JVs.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what that's as part of what you know, as a real estate investor, you do. That's what
Okay.
There's nothing unusual about it. It just depends on if they're experienced with it or not. Now, I'm not a mortgage broker. I'm not a finance person. So that's only based on my experience, right? It's expected if you're going to be at a certain growth level to have partnerships with other people, right? It's unusual to just do it by yourself. Right. You know, it could be at different points in your portfolio where you sell off partnership properties and just have it as yourself. But that shouldn't make a difference when you come to that. I thought you were referring to those with those four properties that they were actually partnered with people.
No, not those four in particular. But I'm just saying if they're looking at all the corporate books, they'll see that. So I just wanted to ask if that would be an issue or not, but I guess it isn't, right? So
no, it shouldn't be, as long as like those properties aren't partnered with others.
No, they're not. Yeah. So I did the calculation, the DCR calculation, to try to see if I could just move them into corporate, and I wouldn't get enough out. Like there wouldn't be, I wouldn't be able to pull any of the equity out.
On
those four, if I just tried to just move them into the corporate name directly on the residential side, even, I wouldn't be able to get any money out because of the, I'd have to do 1.1, you know, DCR at a 4.74% interest rate, because that's the bank rate, right?
Right. You'll be able to qualify differently, but your DCR may still be a component of it. So you may be in the same position. I think at this point too, what's your main goal? Is it to get them off of your personal name?
Yeah, that's the main goal. So I can purchase a larger personal residence, but also just to clear up the name so that I can continue to grow, right? And kind of have it clean in the corp, right?
Yeah. So one thing that you may want to consider is do it in stages. So stage one is flip it over from your personal to your corporate. And then stage two may be access equity, like later on. Right.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So,
But I just wanted to get your experience with the commercial lending side. Just cause, it's a bit of an unknown, and, just wanted to kind of understand how your experience has been over time. Right.
It's a lot, you know what, I find that it works a lot better than you would think, although the difference on the commercial side is really they're looking at the properties more than they're looking at you. And it is nicer for on refinances, right? So like I recently was able to refinance a few properties and free up, you know, quite a bit of funds just by doing refinances on the commercial side, because it's supported by the income from the property. And, you know, it's, you could do that every few years if you wanted to, which is a lot easier to do than on the residential side. Once you, leave your job, it becomes a lot harder to do. Even if you had like mortgage qualifiers or joint venture partners, you know, they would be much more difficult because they would be looking at your T1 generals, and it would be tougher to refinance. And people don't talk about that enough. But on the commercial side, it's really a lot easier to be able to refinance those properties. So that's that actually will free up. You'd be surprised that, you know, maybe in a few more years you go back to the well and do it again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with our member. I hope you got some valuable information out of it. If you would like to create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing, make sure to check out educationrei.ca. Until next time, I'm Quinton D'Souza. Get out there and take action.